But watch it. The sixth vision, it says, there arose up in America a most beautiful. And if it says it's a most beautiful, I think this description will not fit the old woman, Hillary Clinton. I hope you are understanding what I'm saying. Because one of the captivating things about that woman that will attract the her being elected will be her beauty and charisma. But William Bryan himself left us a little bit, you know, confused when he said it could be the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, that will rise up and be in control of the American government. Because a woman is, you know, typed as, I mean, the church is typed by a woman. But if all the rest come to pass exactly as was shown, including women dressing naked, and it is fulfilled before our eyes, the bubble topped, what do you call it, car without steering, using, you know, Google has been launching it. Google, they have been, you know, it's, they're just waiting for the roads, the right roads to launch them. All these cars have already been made. Then, I want to believe that it will not be symbolic, that it will also be a woman. Now, the problem is, will it be Hillary Clinton, because she's in the forefront? She's going to contest with an equally popular man, Donald Trump. And they are on two extremes in their campaign. Whatever they are selling to the people, they are in two extremes. And if you look at the pattern of votes in America, forget the polls that are going on now by media and whatever you call them, that Hillary Clinton is now 60% ahead of Donald Trump. It's not in the election. It's in the polls. Now listen, praise God. This is my stake. Amen. This is what William Branham said. This is what Malachi said. This is what Nostradamus said. And this is what many more are saying, including Nena in Bride Assembly. Eh? Nena, 7 years of grace. Including many more that they are seeing. Some of you individually, you have already even seen the rapture has already gone safe. Whatever anybody tells me, I am here to tell you, let your heart not be troubled. Praise the Lord. We are not watching. We are not watching the prophecy of William Branham. We are not watching the prophecy of Sister Nena. At least, so that somebody will not say I'm talking outside. We have our own here too. We are not watching Saint Malachi. We are not watching Nostradamus. I'm not even watching my dream. There is something God has given us to watch. What did He give us to watch? Lift it up, let me see. He has given us the Bible. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. Hallelujah. Now watch it. But William Branham preached a message, he titled it this way, prophecies made clear by events. Hallelujah. Prophecies made clear by events. Let me tell you, to my shock, I discovered that in history, that it is not only Mary the mother of Jesus, that was the first to deliver by virgin birth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is set up for you. The mystery of the things of the Spirit are too deep. The prophecy said, a virgin shall conceive. Satan went ahead, and there were other virgin births. But it did not shake the world, shake God in his agenda. At the appropriate time, the virgin he meant. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Conceived. And he continued with his agenda. A woman, God revealed to Will Abraham. But I want you to take note that God gave the name of Mussolini. The Italian man, it came to pass. God gave the name of Adolf Hitler to Will Abraham in those seven visions. And it came to pass. Why didn't God give him the name of this woman? Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, whichever woman that America, amen. Whatever woman that comes up to rule America, before we shall say this prophecy has come to fulfill, listen, it must be a most beautiful woman, and that woman must be very, very cruel. Hillary Clinton, among the two of them, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump looks more wicked. Looks more cruel. Hillary is, don't do like that. Don't, look, let's take it easy. Praise the Lord. Donald Trump, he said, he voted $6 billion to chase away all illegal immigrants from America. Amen. Concerning the extremists, Muslim extremists, he said he will deal with them. If he wins. Praise God. He said he will not allow them to put in all those. He spoke so much against the mosque and all that thing that Muslims do. He said he will not allow it to happen in his country. So who is more wicked now? Is it the man or the woman? So, it may not be this woman. Even if this woman wins, praise the Lord. Even if Hillary Clinton wins, it is not enough that Hillary Clinton wins. I am looking for that particular woman. She has to be beautiful. Hallelujah. Hillary Clinton was not even healthy enough to carry on the strenuous duty of a Secretary of State. She had to resign because of ill health. And you can see it all over her. She's a very old woman. Praise the Lord. If you look at her, she's stressed up. I don't know why. People who are sick. Allow healthy people to go. Let strong people go to be in the government. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's go to Matthew 24. What does the Bible say concerning the coming of the Lord? That is why we should watch. So, brother of Christ, listening to me around the world, I say, I believe it that yes, if all other five came to pass, that this one too will come to pass. But whether it is Hillary Clinton now is what I am trying to establish, so that we will not be stumbled. When Hillary Clinton wins, and what William Branham says she will do, she doesn't do it. And she leaves the office. What if it is another woman that is coming up? That is what I want us to note. So those who want to arrogate to themselves some authority of leading the bride, and they jump ahead and make conclusions, they should be careful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me even tell you further what William Branham said. Let me continue. Let me read down a little bit in that prophecy. See what William Branham said. See what William Branham said. In page 322. Let me continue from where I stopped. He said, based, listen very well, based on these seven visions, along with the rapid changes which have swept the world in the last 50 years, I predict, I do not prophesy, that these visions will have all come to pass by 1977. And though many may feel that this is an irresponsible statement in view of the fact that Jesus said that no man knoweth the day nor the hour, I still maintain this prediction after 30 years because Jesus did not say no man could know the year, month, or week in which his coming was to be completed. So I repeat, I sincerely believe and maintain as a private student of the word, along with divine inspiration, that 1977 ought to terminate the world systems and usher in the millennium. And do you know something? Just before 1977, it went wild. Until there are pamphlets, I have a carton full of them that they sent to me from America, titled By 1977. And can I tell you something? Some people believe it until that is why they believe, since William Branham said after 1977 we shall enter millennium, they now preach the gospel, we are now in the millennium. In this entire message. Praise the Lord. Now, the fact that 1977 has come to pass. Many of us sitting down here, we are in Beer Palace. Personally, by 1977, I was still there smoking Igbo. Even as a young boy there. So it means I would not have been saved. But while William Branham was saying by 1977 the whole thing should terminate, God did not reply him. Did God reply him? Did God tell him, no, go and correct yourself? No, because God has his agenda and he owes nobody anything to tell you anything. He works according to his agenda. Praise the Lord. He works according to his agenda. And he does it so that people will take their attention away from man and focus on him. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, if I were following William Branham during the days of his ministry and seeing the way God used him in mighty revelations, scripturally, mysteries, and demonstration of power, I would have believed him. I would have believed him. Praise God. But the fact that God allowed 1977 to come to pass, and what that great man said did not come to pass as he predicted. Because many intermediate believers, they will tell you that everything William Branham said is just said a lot. Everything he said, so that is inspired by God. Abi? And it didn't come to pass. You know what it does? God allowed that so that a generation that will come up after William Branham is gone, we see every reason to look up to him and him alone, not on any man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we are that generation. The bride of Jesus Christ. can never be deceived by anything. And the reason why you cannot be deceived is because you have something that you are holding on to. Praise the Lord. And that thing that we are holding on to is what God sent the minister of William Branham to achieve. All the years back, Satan has succeeded in taking a focus from the Bible to men. God sent the minister of William Branham to bring us back to the Bible. And if you come back to the Bible, nothing can deceive you, because whatsoever you see happening in the church of Jesus Christ, you will judge it from the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are listening to me all around the world. Listen. Hold on to your Bible. Anything anybody says, judge it from the Bible. Let your heart not be troubled. Hold on to the Bible. There are things that are written in the Bible that must come to pass. So let's see what he said. Do you also know that William Branham, in talking about the Laodicean Church Age Messenger, he also said that the Laodicean Church Messenger will be on ground when Christ will come? Somebody asked me that question from somewhere outside Nigeria. That William Branham said, and I read it, I saw the quote, I know it, it's there, it's in this same book, that the first Elijah, that is John the Baptist, that forerun the first coming of the Lord, he was on ground when Christ came. And that the second Elijah also, that will forerun the second coming of the Lord. Because the same message John the Baptist received, he too received the same message. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given a message that shall forerun my second coming. And then, therefore, he says, he will be on ground when Christ will come. And God kept quiet. God didn't reply him. Praise the Lord. For us to learn something. Now he's gone, we are still here. Because, listen, God is not coming according to William Branham. God is not coming according to Nena. God is not coming according to Linda. God is not coming according to Pastor Moses. If he's a prophet, if he has ever prophesied anything to you, whatever revelation anybody has, praise the Lord, it is to do something. It is to point your attention to the fact that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. It's nearer than you think. That's all those revelations. You, all of you that saw the rapture took place, but you didn't go. Who saw it? You saw rapture took place and you didn't go. Then you woke up. You thank God that it was a dream. Amen. You thank God that it was a dream. You know some dreams. Amen. You, when you wake up, you say, ah, I thank God I said this in a dream. Then there are some dreams. You wake up, you say, oh, you want to enter the dream and continue. Eh? When I was inside Ikoyi prison, I would see myself in the house with my family, you know, enjoying jumping up and down. Then suddenly I wake up, as I said, they inside prison. I say, I close my eye. Oh, let me go back and continue. But we must face reality. Amen. And that was happening as my time of release was getting closer. The time for home going is getting closer. God is showing you. See, rapture can take place and you may not go. So that when you wake up, I think when you wake up, you stand up. When you woke up, you notice that you... Eh?
When I woke up, I called you. Your number was switched off.
You called me, my number was switched off. So yes, you thought we are gone. Hey! Who did you call again?
I called my sister that was a Christian in Jos. So our number two was switched off. So I started crying.
Our number two was switched off.
Yes, sir.
This God is wonderful. So you say, hey, rapture has taken place. I am still here. Praise God. Amen. Then you started crying.
Yes, sir.
And you cry. When the saints shall march to heaven, and Jesus has their means. Hey! Hey! We shall sing, we shall rejoice. But some people will say, oh no, oh no. Knows how to wake up everybody. All his children will wake you up. You are playing with eternal destination. Because the day, the hour, nobody knows. And he will come as a thief in the night. And then you are playing with eternal destination. He will come to you and do something that will shake you and wake you up. That is what those revelations do. Like the one Nena gave, the ones that other people are given, God giving you personally. Matthew 24. Amen. Verse 3. Three questions were asked there. And as he went upon the, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us. They asked Jesus himself now. And this is the most authentic of all answers to that same question. Because those same questions, we have those same questions in our hearts. Number one, when shall these things be? Which things? Okay, from verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. That beautiful, wonderful temple. And the disciples came to him. But to show him the building of the temple, how beautiful that temple was, how glorious that temple was in architectural, you know, the architectural edifice. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This temple you are seeing is going to be destroyed. Therefore they asked him, tell us, when shall these things be? The destruction of Jerusalem. When will it be? One. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? You say you are coming back again. What will be the sign of your coming? And then the third one. What shall be the sign of the end of the world? There is a sign of his coming and a sign of the end of the world. The world system. Coming is for the rapture. End of the world system is the day of the Lord. When he will come and take over the reign of this earth with his bride. Rule for 1,000 years. When? And then he began to give the answers. Praise the Lord. From verse 4. This is the answer. This is our Bible study. Be anchored in these things I want to share with you and let your heart not be troubled. Be anchored in it. The difference between the bride and the denomination is all they know is anointing. But the bride is not only gifts. And something Isaac knew that the sons of the concubines didn't know. Take note of this. There is something that they are all children of Abraham. They are all children of Abraham. Abraham is their papa. But there is a child of promise. And Paul said the bride of Jesus Christ is Isaac. There's something that Adam communicated to Isaac that he didn't tell the sons of the concubine. All he gave them is anointing gift. Take the gifts and go. And that is why they know nothing. Go to church, watch the television. From morning to night, what are they showing there to the audience all over? It's anointing. Until now, we are now having another phenomenon called the sons of the prophets. There are no more pointing people to he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. John the Baptist told us, who is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire? Jesus. No human being has the ability to make you see vision. No human being has the ability, praise the Lord. No human being can give you the Holy Ghost. If a man comes and says that you must have a father, and that the father will, a lion will give birth to a lion, or something like that. Some of you, watch what I'm saying. Pastor Thomas, you saw it. And they brought water. Where are my sons? The way I prophesy, that is how you too, you prophesy. The way I do, say, oh yeah, take it. And then, wash your eye. I washed it yesterday. Or day before yesterday also. And then, they washed the eye. And then an anointing came upon them. Then they began to discern. They are discerning like their prophet. And then he said, that's my son. And then he is advertising an apron with his picture on top. Behold the Antichrist. Behold the Antichrist. If you don't know how to identify an Antichrist, you can see it now. Is that a servant of Jesus? No. And then thousands of people are sitting down there and gathering there, and then they are falling under anointing, and then it's making discernment, and then things are happening from morning to night. And concerning the coming of the Lord, they are as blind as a bat in the daytime. And concerning the reason Jesus said, I went to the cross on Calvary, they know nothing. And concerning what conversion to be born again is, he himself is not born again. So how does he know how to be born again? And those of us that know what is going on, see how we feel. That those multitude have been deceived. Sons of the prophets. And now they are having another meeting in July. From all over the world, say he's inviting, he's advertising, he's announcing and advertising to make children. Do you advertise to make children? Does a man, do you advertise, do you announce, hey, if you want to be my child, come now. My wife want to born now. Come, if you want to be my child, come. My wife want to born. If you want to me to be your father, come. Come and enter my wife, oh, if you want to be my son, you want to be my child. I think that is how it is advertised. Before anybody can be your son, you give birth to that person. You don't advertise it. Come, sons of the prophet, come and make me your father. Come and make me your father. Come and make me your father. And then because people are looking for that, they don't even know what they are entering into. Thank God for this platform. Father, we thank you that your bride can never be deceived. And people are saying, you stop condemning, stop condemning. I am not condemning. I am speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Every mother with a child. Hallelujah. You look, because the mothers that have more time for that than men, they will tell you, don't go here. Why did I see you with my neighbor's son? I don't like the way you are playing with our neighbor's son. Is he condemning? Is she condemning? Our neighbor's child, waiting on that they come together, for, waiting on that they do every time. She is protecting the child. We have a duty to protect the bride. For that is what the fivefold ministry is all about. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am not criticizing. I'm not criticizing. What are they teaching there? Nothing. There's nothing there that can make anybody give his life to Christ. Nothing there. Praise the Lord. So listen when we teach. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the answer to those three questions. Take heed that no man deceive you. That is the first thing he told you. Let no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many. I am Christ. They will deceive many. I am Christ there means I am anointed. They will come by an anointing. And with it, deceive many. Deceive many. What do you mean by deception? Take you away from the pathway of salvation. And put your mind somewhere else that has no salvation virtue. They will deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then, future, shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The emphasis here, first and foremost, is that you should watch the prophetic ministries. Is that prophecy not fulfilling now? In the whole church ages, have you had any period that you have great prophetic ministries rising up as it is now in this age? Especially in Africa. The commonest gift now is the prophetic. And they are priding themselves that they are prophets. The one in Owori said he prophesied that insurgents will rise up in the Niger Delta, in the southeast, in the southeast. And then they were showing the documentary how it has come to pass with what is going on now in the Niger Delta. And then he keeps saying, pray. This is not only for him to pray. It is for everybody to pray. So, the question I ask for such prophecy is, you gave that prophecy so that what will happen? As a pointer to what? What is the message? The message is that it will rise up. So what will happen? When it happens, what should happen? What is the message? Did you pray to counter it? Did it stop? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that is one problem we have. Watch the prophetic ministry. Anybody that comes, he said, false prophets shall arise. So that is one of the things I am watching, according to the Bible. Then when you get to verse 15, from verse 15, praise God, up to verse 22, he said something here, I think we have touched on that before. Okay, let me read it. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the house top not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Praise God. This one from verse 15, where we just read, fulfilled in AD 70. When that Roman general Titus came with his army from Rome and destroyed the city. And the history shows what the Jews went through. It was too horrible. When I read it, it's too horrible to believe that human beings will do that to fellow human beings. What they went through. It came to pass. He told them that one first. And told him in advance, once you see those soldiers ground the city, if you are outside, don't come in again, oh. Run, find your way. If you're on top, don't come down, oh. Find your way. He said, even pray that it doesn't happen on a Sabbath day because nobody will escape. Everybody will be in Jerusalem. And pray that it's not in winter time because it will be too cold. You won't know where to go and hide outside. He said, woe to that woman that is breastfeeding the baby, because the history shows that they began to be able to survive. They began eating their own children. All because they rejected Christ and crucified him. And said, let his blood be upon us and our children. And it was upon them in 1870, and upon their children through the hand of Hitler. They laid a curse on themselves. And so he came to verse 23. Then, at the end, future, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false anointing, false Christ, and false prophets, and shall show great sign. Hey! If somebody, see where you should watch, they will show great signs. False Christ, anointed men of God, but false. And false prophets. They will show what? Signs. Oh, glory be to God. He said, great signs and wonders. He showed that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. If it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. That means it is not possible. Is it possible? No, is it possible? Why is it not possible? Because we have our bearing. We have the word. We have the Bible. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we have our bearing. They show great signs and wonders. Brethren, signs and wonders. I mean great signs and wonders. That prophecy never existed before in the history of the church until now. In this age. And they are sprinkled up from everywhere. Everywhere. Competing with themselves. What are they doing with the anointing? Show me one church that you know that is headed by a prophet that believes in holiness and preaches holiness. They have no time for that. All they're interested in is to sponsor their ministry. All they're interested in is come and let your problems be solved. Mighty signs and wonders. Mighty signs and wonders. And they are infallible wonders. That is why they are so real that if it is possible, it can deceive anybody, even including the elect. Because I watch some of them. When I see something, I'll put my hand for head. I say, time. Yeah. Is this possible? Mighty signs and wonders. Great signs and wonders. When these days now, their deliverance. Oh, this one with a shout, my voice don't go. Festus. God's will. When you see them do deliverance like that, don't you get jealous? You are shouting and shouting. They don't shout. And the spirit will go. And they will fall down. And the sister will adjust her trouser. And the sister will adjust her makeup. And the sister will, her India hair that she put on, she will clean it up. And praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Hey, the Lord is good. Papa, I thank you. They are not thanking God. Papa, I thank you. Great signs and wonders that if it were possible, oh, I thank you, Lord, because there's a group of people that cannot be deceived. And this is their identity. Hallelujah. They don't just join something until they are sure of what it is. And their attraction for the bride, there is something he has put inside of us that our spirit man hungers for. Hallelujah. And that thing is not miracle, signs, and wonder. It is the word. It is the word. It is the word. That is the food of the spirit. And so you will be in that place and you will still be feeling hungry. You still be feeling hungry. We shall continue next Sunday. Let's open our Bible, our hymn book. In your hymn book. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 167, that old rugged cross. They want to take us away from that cross. But we will cherish that cross. It's not possible. 167. Everybody knows. Religion we cherish him. We cherish him.
Be my joy. He's a Nazarene. I will give to the Lord my joy. Hey. And I sing his song before
I die. Hallelujah. You will enter the world. Take your focus away from the cross. You will enter the world. Never you lose sight of what we are talking about. Stay with the Bible. Stay with Christ, the word. That is the only way you used to judge even me talking to you now. That is why we used to even judge William Branham. That's what we used to judge even Apostle Paul. He said, even if he himself comes to preach any other thing, contrary. He himself, Apostle Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, don't know the weight of that statement. Because there will be attempts to deceive us. And try by all means to bring that spirit into this church. That's the reason why God made sure that I'm not a prophet. I'm a teacher of God's word. Praise the Lord.